Okay, in honor of what would have been Betty White's 100th birthday today, and backed by popular demand, of course, we are bringing you a special encore presentation of Jeff's Song of the Week, titled Brilliantly Betty.
Yes!
Oh, happy birthday, Betty! Yay. We miss you.
The entire world is broken up about this because fans absolutely loved her.
And like, she just proved that kindness can win.
Absolutely.
Yeah, totally. That's like, a good point.
This is the theme from the TV show Golden Girls, and Betty became a huge star from this.
Thank you for being a friend. Sorry.
Friends of friends.
It's honestly been stuck in my head for 2 weeks.
And all the fans who knew her, they said she was just the sweetest, funniest, most adorable, talented lady that you've ever met.
Yeah.
Not to mention what a pioneer she was in her industry.
Absolutely. Like, she lived up to all the hype, man.
But seriously, imagine what it must have been like as a woman in the 1940s. He's trying to make it big in Hollywood.
Oh, impossible.
And as a comedian.
Yeah, totally.
Do you guys know that she originally got turned down by the movie producers for not being photogenic enough?
She's beautiful. I saw her pics.
That's why she went into radio for over a decade.
Yeah.
Who can relate?
You got my heart now, Betty.
Just like us. We're all too ugly for
But then she got her big shot on TV and then, you know, went crazy from there.
Lovable.
I mean, this is a woman who never gave up, who persevered and broke down barriers for civil rights and for animal activism.
Yes.
So I don't know if there's ever been a more deserving person to do a song about honoring their life than the first lady of television, Betty White.
Making me all weepy.
I strive to be Betty Brown someday. She's a good person.
I got it.
I'm going to try and honor Betty White today. So instead of singing the hit song by Lil Nas X and Jack Harlow, Industry Baby.
That's how Betty would have wanted it.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Young Jeffrey's Brilliantly Betty.
Dude, Lil Nas X is going to love this when he hears it.
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be great.
Let's wait to see how I do on it before we start singing the praises.
Don't hype yet.
Yeah. All right. I'm just going to, I'll point when I'm ready, okay? This is for Betty.
For you, Betty.
Points.
Round before sliced bread.
Want you back, one more laugh, She's the quickest among them with wise cracks, Emmy stacked, Girl could act, Raise a glass, Been around since Prohibition. No man could put her in a kitchen. She went out to Cali on a mission. Became the queen of television.
Sad to see an angel go, but we know she's what heaven's made for. Surrounded by Labradors next to the cast of Mary Tyler Moore. Just a couple weeks away from a century. She didn't make it, but she kept it 100 anyway. She was a perfect soul like Merlot. Got better as she getting older.
Gotta say that this one stung. 99 but seems so young. She was loved by everyone, even North Korea's Kim Jong. She was like sugar but sweeter, like a Bentley but sleeker. She was like Gucci but chica. I freaky Friday to be her, hey, is she the coolest? Her demeanor was more peaceful than a Buddhist. The way she smiled into the camera was the cutest. Got me laughing in the Ryan Reynolds movie.
I kinda wish I was a grandson. She was chiller than an Ambien. Her entire life was like a lesson. Be a Betty, not a Karen. Yeah. I know we miss her so, but you know that's what Hulu's there for. All the old episodes of her show streaming and available. Betty hosted SNL when she was 88. Drove herself there going 20 down the interstate. But she's so wonderful and beloved, the cops didn't even pull her over. Yeah!
Her comedy was so clean, but just a little bit steamy. She started back with Houdini, put the white in black and white TV. She had a date at the pearly gates saying, all the girls need me. In heaven up on the sofas, just eating all of the cheesecake.
Aww.
Sophia Blanche and Dorothy's ghost, being raunchy and making jokes, reunited again with Rose, OG of the TV, Miss Betty, yeah, she the GOAT, found true love in a game show, guest starring and married the host. No selfies and bloomers, no TMZ rumors, no topless paparazzi shots on Caribbean schooners. She was raised before computers, closer to wagon trains than Ubers. She was on TV while Neil Armstrong going lunar. Singers were called crooners, boyfriends were called suitors. Blanche loved an no-pants dance, but with Rose I could see a future. Every year she kept getting cuter. She was old but still felt too soon to lose her.
She was incredible, comical, more potent than an edible. She loved all cats and dogs, animals, because she had a heart of gold. Lot of other famous people try to share her name, but Betty Boop and Betty Crocker couldn't hold a flame. She's unforgettable. Let's applaud for Betty's final curtain call. Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Betty!
She was brilliantly Betty. We saying R.I.P. Betty.
Yeah.
Dancing in her grave right now.
Seriously, yeah, dude.
I mean, I don't think I could request that this be played at her funeral.
Well, no. It's going to be a private funeral because her publicist said she never liked to make a big fuss.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, so she didn't want a big fuss Betty. About herself. It's going to be a private thing, but maybe they want to use it. Yeah. It's so good.
That is so good.
Everybody's got to go online, listen to the song, mm-hmm. learn the lyrics because we've got them up on YouTube.
Yeah, we'll have it up on Brooke and Jeffrey YouTube. We'll have it up on our TikTok, on Instagram, on all our socials.
Yeah.
And then we all play it on her 100th birthday, which is, I think, January 17th?
Yeah. Text in to 78592 and tell us what you thought about the song of the week. Send in your love about Betty White.
Yeah.
And we're going to do your phone tap right after this.